seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
How are you?
I'm good. It's been too long.
It's been one whole month.
My goodness gracious. We text.
We do. And Insta story. Well, no, not Insta story. What's the other part? Insta message.
Yes. I saw that you mentioned me in your stories the other day, but I missed it.
Oh, yes. That's right.
What
I did.
Was it?
I could not believe that you didn't know Ed Sheeran was what your sister was referring to. I mean, she didn't know it either, so I should be equally as angry at Katie, but...
But I did show off all of the music that I did know.
And I didn't know any of those people.
You didn't know Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling?
I mean, I know who Lionel Richie is.
Okay.
I couldn't sing any of his songs.
Well, I only know the one. I only know the chorus of it. I really did. It's just the first name that came to my head. Sometimes Walter Cronkite, that name gets stuck in my head.
Okay, who is he? He's not...
He's like a reporter from ages ago.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what he looks like. What's happening in your house?
Why, can you hear something?
I can hear a lot of activity. Is it that new Gunther kid you got?
His name's Gavin. I was rocking on a rocking chair. Do you hear it anymore?
Oh, no, it's definitely people. It was like tiny humans living their lives.
I have a bunch of those here.
Yeah. How's that going?
It's very quiet, though, according to my standards. So I'm surprised you all the way in Texas can hear it.
Oh, man. So tell me, though, how is all the kids?
They're really good. Gavin's adorable. I'm sure you stalk my Insta stories to see his smiley face.
I do.
But he really is like that smiley all the time. It's kind of not fair.
He's a lovely addition to your family. I'm so glad he's here.
Yeah, I am too.
I do think his name should have been Gunther. It's fine.
I thought you wanted Emily or Emilio.
Emilio.
Yeah.
So what else? What's new?
I kind of have a new stay-at-home mom status. You know how you went to like back to work?
Yeah.
We kind of traded spots here a bit.
Hold it. Okay, tell me everything. You're not going into work anymore?
Well, I need to be.
Oh, okay.
But I can't. So Neil started paramedic school in January. Yeah. And there's clinicals, like 250 ambulance hours and 250 ER hours. Mm-hmm. So he, because I was writing the book and it was due May 1st, he didn't do any clinical hours from January to May 1st. Okay. And so because of that, he goes to school Monday and Wednesday, and then he does clinicals Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
So just to like catch up, because we had to do that. I needed to work on the book at the time.
Yeah. But
so I'm like this kind of full-time stay-at-home mom.
Well, for heaven's sakes, do you love it?
You know, I was nervous about it, but I'm really liking it.
Good.
Neil came home today. And we sat on the front porch, and I told him everything that I did that day. It felt so like what I always dreamed about.
Really?
Isn't that ridiculous?
So you wanted to be a stay-at-home mom?
I always did, yeah. And then this business kind of accidentally started, and I've just been following that for a while. And
so does this give you like a thought of making this a thing?
Well, it has to be a thing for now.
For right now.
I've got to figure out how to do a little bit of work. And I actually think that I'm really glad I just wrote that book that I did, that I just turned in, because it reminded me that it doesn't matter. I don't have to put in 50, 60 hours a week at Better Life Bags for like it to keep moving. Yeah, maybe it's not going to be a $1 million company this year, or we've never been a $1 million company. I should say that. You know, but especially this year, but it's going to provide for our family. It's going to provide for our employees. And maybe I'm not putting in all the hours that I could, if I sacrificed some more, or if I went to work as soon as Neil got home in the evening and worked, you know, till 10 o'clock or whatever. But
it kind of makes me think of your how you're doing a couple minutes of working out and yes. realizing that that still counts. I am still exactly. being active.
Exactly.
I thought of you today and I did 10 whole minutes of working out.
Overachiever.
And I'm calling that, well, I meant to do 5. It was an accident.
Oops.
So anyway, yeah. And I thought that is going to, that's going to be good enough for today.
And tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. I was working ahead there.
Did it feel good?
It felt so good.
Yeah, I know. I'm still doing those 4 minutes. I'm doing 100 days of 4 minutes. Well, I don't do them every day, but every day that I do them, I post on Instagram that I did it.
So you're going to do it until you get 100?
No, I'm doing, seeing how many I get in 100 days.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm around day 50-ish, so I'm about halfway through. At the 30-day mark, I looked back and I counted up how many I'd done, and I had worked out 14 out of 30 days. And I was really, I feel like that was great. That's like every other day.
That's great. How, what feels different for you?
I just feel better when I am moving. And I know it's 4 minutes, so I feel so ridiculous because it's like, but it's important for me to say, I think, because there's other people out there who only maybe have 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But I just try it. Like, I know it sounds crazy for me to say that I feel like I'm in shape.
Well, don't listen. I don't like, don't minimize that. Stop.
I know, but it's hard not to. I think I'm still in this, I have 50 more days to get over whatever mental block this is, but.
So do you think you'll make it go to 10 minutes after 100 days or what is your thought there?
Yeah, actually yesterday when I was doing it, I got to the 4 minute mark and I was like, I'm not really that out of breath. I probably could do another 2 minutes, 3 minutes. You know, I could go a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But I'm committing to just 4 minutes. I'm just going to do 4 minutes. I guess if I wanted to do, right now I haven't really wanted to.
Yeah.
Yesterday the thought was I probably could. I'm not feeling as tired at the end of these 4 minutes as I was at the beginning. So I don't know. I'm going to take it just day by day, see what happens. I definitely want to continue it on after the 100 days. I want to work it into a routine. I haven't found the best time of day for me to do it.
Okay.
I've been doing it after the kids go to bed. Okay. And that's kind of hit or miss on if I can get myself motivated enough to go downstairs and, you know, do it for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Usually I can tell myself it's just 4 minutes. But I think if I had it in the routine of I wake up in the morning, I put on my coffee and I do the 4 minutes right then.
Ooh.
Then while my coffee's brewing or something, I'm going to try. I'd like that to be like a habit and a routine by the end of the 100 days so that it's easy to continue on, even though there's no online accountability, which no one's really asking me if I've done my 4 minutes. But
okay. So tell me, you put it on like fast forward. How are you doing all the recording?
Well, I don't really record myself anymore. I guess I should every now and then just to show people what I'm doing for those 4 minutes. But I put on a specific Taylor Swift song that happens to be 4 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
And then I do whatever I feel like intense working out though. Like this can't be like walking in place for 4 minutes because you only are doing it for 4 minutes. So you've got to like pretty much think you're going to die. So I run in place a lot of times. I do jumping jacks. I've done squats and I try to alternate. So I'll do like 20 seconds of running in place as fast as I possibly can and then break for 5 to 10 seconds and then do jumping jacks as fast, you know, just kind of mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But by the end, I'm sweaty and I'm breathing heavy and it feels good.
There you go. I love it. All right, ladies, I want to tell you about a new bra that I have found that I love. It's actually not a new bra to me because I've been wearing their bras for years, and it is a company called Third Love. They have more sizes than most other brands, including their signature half cup sizes. And the cool thing is you get to skip the trip. They have an online fit finder. What will they think of next? You can try the bra on at home, and you don't have to have any more awkward fitting room experiences. We have all had them. Let's not do that again. Third Love has a 100% fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it. You can wash it, put it to the test. If you don't love it, you can return it, and the bra gets donated to a woman in need. This actually happened to me in my most recent order. I knew the size I was, but I ordered the wrong size on accident. So as soon as it came, I went ahead and sent it back. It was all very simple, very quick. They do not hassle you when you need a new bra. They want it to fit well for you. The straps don't slip. The labels have no tags, so there's no itching. It's lightweight. These bras are great. Third Love knows that there is a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/SWP now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/SWP for 15% off today. Okay, so I didn't know, did you get any questions this time?
I didn't ask.
Okay. I didn't see that, but I,
so and sorry.
No, it's fine. But then I didn't really give a topic because I wasn't sure what you thought.
I know. I didn't respond to your message fast enough.
It's fine. So anyway, we did, I just did like super general ones.
Okay.
But I think there are some really good ones. There's way more than I can get to. So apologize, sure. Everyone.
We are drowning in problems.
We're in high demand.
Mm-hmm. We need to go to a weekly show.
We do. Okay, so this one, I think that you can answer. Well, because I can't answer for sure. So let's see. The Little Swallows on Instagram said, morning sickness. I'm pregnant with my third baby. I need remedies. I know ginger is supposed to help with nausea. And there's like ginger chews. Is that something
that's helpful? There are ginger chews. I couldn't stand the taste of them.
Okay.
So, but I do know that ginger helps. What helped for me was lemon drops. Both of my pregnancies.
Really?
I don't know why. Just having something to suck on, I feel like, helped. I discovered it with Corbin.
Okay.
With Clara, peppermint patties did the trick, but, you know, I was eating those all day long because I was sick all day long.
You just got to make sure that you can stay ahead of it with the peppermint patties.
Right, right. It just, it sucks. Morning sickness is just the worst.
But it's not just in the morning, right?
No, I don't know where that comes from. I had it all day. Some people have it just in the evening.
And was only in the first trimester?
Yes. Mine ended around like week 15 or 16.
Okay. I have another question. This one is related to being a boss, which you are a boss.
So are you.
I guess I am a boss. I'm only a boss of a couple people. And it's new, so I still don't really know what I'm doing, but it's fine. Okay. So this is what Bleepity Bleep says. In case this is sensitive, it's about her boss. Oh, man, this person says, I don't know their name. Just kidding. I'm having trouble relating to my boss. She's demanding, passive aggressive, and communicates infrequently and poorly. Help.
So my like secret insecurity is that that person is probably me. I think I might be a really bad boss.
Really?
I'm not exactly sure.
What makes you think that?
I'm outing myself so much.
You don't have to.
Not a lot of evidence. Well, I guess I'll just, I mean, this is a safe place, whatever. I have a book coming out that's saying more than this in a year. So a couple of people that like have worked directly under me or close to me, like quit within a year or a little more than a year. And I'm not exactly sure why. That could be totally unrelated to me, but okay. I do think that I'm a little bit hard to work with.
Why?
When it comes to Better Life Bags. If you're working on like branding or marketing, cause it's my baby and okay. I maybe have a hard time letting go of control, but I try really hard. I'm really good at delegating things like to Elise, and obviously I don't sew anymore.
Obviously,
because I actually am not that great at it. It's something I'm trying to work through. I also have a hard time holding on to friendships for very long. And so I wonder if there's something, this is getting deep real fast. I just
tell me more.
Exploring if I'm a hard person to be around.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to the people quitting thing.
Okay. Yeah. This isn't about
me. We're going to unpack. No.
This isn't my therapy.
No. I want to unpack all of it. I just have to start somewhere. Right. So the first thing that I thought. And there's so much here. No, just kidding. The first thing I thought was, do you do exit interviews when people leave?
No, that's a really good idea.
Because then they can give you feedback. Who knows if it would be real, but I mean, sure. What do they have to lose at that point? They're leaving. And so if you say, like, I really would love to know what I could have done better or what Better Life Bags could have done better.
Right. And I do know the reasons why they left, and none of them, like one of them, it was too far of a drive every day, and she wasn't in a position to move into the city, you know, like, so mm-hmm. that's what they say. So I should just believe, you should just believe it, you know?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. But my insecurity tells me, oh, you're just a hard person to work with. You're never satisfied. You don't tell them they're doing a good enough job. You give them the ability to run with a project, but then you take it back for, you know, like, I don't know.
Right.
I just feel it's hard to be a boss. So I guess this is interesting that I'm answering from a perspective of a boss, because maybe her boss feels similarly too.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I love everybody that I've hired, and they yeah. they're doing so good. They make my job so easy. So then recently the two newest people each have asked me, am I doing okay? Like, are you happy with what I'm doing? And I have just been so happy that I haven't even had to say anything, but I realized that I haven't said anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So I was like, oh yeah. My gosh, you're not inside my head. You don't hear the conversations I have with my boss about how great I think you are.
Right.
So yeah, I think it's hard as a boss to remember to say all the good things.
Say the good things. Yeah. But from her perspective of, read her question again. Her boss is passive aggressive.
And doesn't communicate a lot. And it sounds like when she does communicate, it's not very, like, effective.
That's really hard. It's hard to know if she's at a big company, too, or a small company. I feel like a lot of things go into answering that.
Yeah. Well, I would probably just say, hey, I would love a little bit of clarification. I would just talk about it and say, I'm confused because you're saying this thing, but I feel like you're also communicating this other thing, and I want to make sure that I'm not misunderstanding.
Right.
Put it on yeah. yourself and be like, I'm not the sharpest tool in the toolbox. Right. I want to understand better what is your deal, but in a nicer way than that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Feeling very vulnerable.
Oh, well, okay. So let's go back to that, because I was looking at more questions. But is there something that has made you think that you are hard to be around? Like, that's a message you've gotten at some point?
I think what's hard is I am in such a different season of life where I am the boss, but I'm not there every day.
Yeah.
So I do most of my work remotely or from home. So communication is always going to be a struggle just because of that. Mm-hmm. But they feel kind of on their own. I feel guilty, I think, that mm-hmm. I am home so much and they're in the office working so hard. And I wonder if they think that I'm being lazy or not working as hard, or, you know, like all those thoughts go through my head.
Okay. But so you are working, right?
Yeah, I totally am. And I did work for 5 or 6 years, 60 to 70, like so hard. Before my kids were a little bit older, you know, so I feel like I did a lot of the work in the front end, and I've hired these people so that I can have more of a balanced life, you know, so that I can homeschool my kids and I can be at home when I need to be. So Neil can go to paramedic school when he wants to. And
so it sounds like things are working out just like you had hoped, right?
Yes. It's just, I wonder what everyone else thinks about me.
Yeah, but you aren't getting any, like, actual messages.
No.
That they're, okay, well, that's really good to, we have to keep bringing ourselves back to what is actually happening. That's so hard.
Yes, it's true. Isn't it Brene Brown who's like, the story I'm telling myself is.
Oh my gosh, that has saved my marriage.
It's so good. I know.
Okay, but I want to talk about the friendship thing. Like, have people said, hey, you're really hard to be friends with? Or are you making that?
No one has ever said that. No, I just notice a pattern in my life that I go deep really fast with friends. And I think I do it too quick, or I don't know what happens, but I can't seem to keep friends longer than 1 or 2 years, like deep, close friends.
You did send me a Best Friends Forever necklace like a week after we first talked about that.
I did not. I just told you about my cervix, whatever thing was stuck in my vagina.
Okay. Yep, I do. I remember. Sorry. That was the very first sentences out of your mouth.
I know. See, I scare people off.
No, it was hysterical.
I don't know. I did have one. I think I had one time when I was going through something super hard, and a friend told me that how much I was sharing with her was making her feel uncomfortable.
Really?
And so I that I was like, oh, okay. Like, that's the first time that that's ever happened. But
okay.
And then she pulled back from like the friendship, or I pulled back at probably at the same time. Cause I was like, well, I don't know how to not share this hard, deep thing that's going on with you and still be friends.
I appreciate that she said that. Cause that was like,
I am too.
True for her, but that you've got to be able to share hard things with somebody.
Right.
So I don't necessarily know that that then translates into everybody around me thinks I share too much.
Yeah. And I am in just a season of there's not a lot of community around, like a lot of in real life friendships.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons. Like one, I became a boss and all my friends were now my employees, which was weird.
Yeah, that is
You know,
weird.
Like there's that one. And then we left an organization about a year ago. That was kind of our like ministry and our friendships all in one. So we lost like that group of people. And so I'm in a season where I don't have a lot of community. And so I keep telling myself it's because you just can't keep, you know, like you go deep too fast. You can't keep friends in real life. Or
I really don't
think
that's true.
Feel uncomfortable. I mean, you and I have been friends for 3 years. So I beat a record there, but we've never met. So see, as soon as we meet, then you'll be like,
okay,
she's too much.
You're totally believing things that are not true.
I know.
Would like
it's
to say
true.
That.
Thank you for saying that out loud. Because it is true. But don't we do that a lot to ourselves?
Yeah. So speaking of that, I'm at my job around a lot of young people. And I don't typically feel like an old woman until I'm around all these young 20-year-olds. And
yeah.
I'm the only one in my whole office who is married. And nobody has kids. So I really am like Grandma Emily.
Yes, you are.
And so when I say stuff, they'll repeat it and be like, did you just say dilly dally? I'm like, I did. Okay. You know? So Jiminy Cricket is not something everybody says. So anyway, I listen to, you know, this show and am editing stuff or whatever. And I'm like, could I be any more annoying? I was wondering. Mm. So it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I am such an oldie, but a goodie, but such an old person.
But isn't it crazy how much power we give those one-liners that people say to us?
Yeah, one person says one thing and you're like, better go get a cane because.
Yes. I know. I mean, I can think of like 4 one-liners in my life that continue to play a role in the way that I see myself or. Like daily, I'm thinking about them and having to say that was one person's opinion or that was one thing that's not the truth about who you are. So
good stuff.
Thanks for the free therapy.
You're welcome. It's not necessarily free. You'll get my bill.
You can take it out of my paycheck.
Okay. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos, all commission-free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all your profits. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can also view stock collections, such as the 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners of the Struggle Well Project a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at struggle.robinhood.com. That's struggle.robinhood.com. Okay. Ooh, this will also be good for you. Choose Enjoy 5 says, my biggest dilemma today is whether or not to take our dog camping with us. I love camping. It's relaxing, but I feel like my dog is going to ruin that for me. But I feel like a horrible parent of my dog if I send them to a dog motel and it's expensive. But you don't have a dog.
I don't have a dog.
But you do go out and do fun things in Gidget, that camper thing.
With my kids.
But would you take a dog if you had one?
Yeah, we would. Neil, we were just talking. I was going to say, well, if I could send my kids to a kennel, then I might, you know. But
and then you'd take your dogs.
Then I take the dog. No, the problem is that she has a dog. that's like the problem of this whole story.
Oh man, that's, now that's, those are fighting words.
Those are fighting words. No, I'm, Neil really wants a dog. We really want a dog in our family. Well, everyone else wants a dog.
It's like, you don't want a dog. Don't say we. You're not a part of that.
It's not me. Everyone else. My heart has become slightly tender to the idea, but not all the way there. I think, and we talked about it on this last trip, was if we, there's a lot of dogs in our campground. So it came up and I said, well, what if we wanted to run into town and get ice cream? What would we do with the dog? And it was like, you would just leave him in the camper. So I guess if he's crate trained, I don't know nothing about dogs, but if they are crate trained, then they stay in the camper and they don't cause a ruckus. I don't know. Camping is not relaxing for me because I have four kids. So this is hard to like, I don't know what she's picturing in her mind. I don't think camping is a relaxing vacation for anyone. Like you have to cook your own food. It's not, there's no room service. There's no pool. There's no, it's not really a relaxing vacation. I think you'd have a lot of fun if you brought your dog.
Yeah. Okay. So I have to say though, looking at it from Instagram, when you go, it really makes me want to go.
It's fun. Yeah. It's totally fun, but I'm not laying around in a hammock for more than 10 minutes at a time. Even though I want to stay for like an hour, you know.
Yeah.
A dog does add games.
More to it.
A dog would add more. I don't know what it, I don't know how dogs act though. What would, you have a dog, what would it need to do? Just pee
and poop? Yeah, and just and have go some walk? Like, yeah, and I think you, it just depends on if, like my dog, she's really good if you tell her to like lay down, she'll do it. She will not come to us at all. We forgot to teach her that. So that is not a thing where we could just like let her run through a field of lilies if there were one that we found.
Right.
She'd never come back.
Well, a lot of campsites have rules too. Like you have to keep them on a leash.
Right.
They can't just run around.
Okay, good.
So I guess you need to know your dog and you need to know, are you tent camping? That might play a role in it. I don't know.
I don't know.
A dog would probably freak out if you were in a tent and he heard an animal or I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you got to know.
Try it once and then.
Try it for just like one night or something.
One night close by. Yeah.
Okay. So now I want to talk about me and getting a camper.
Yes.
Because now that I'm working full time and I have less time than ever, it's a good time.
And more money.
I am rolling in it. Just kidding. Surprisingly, I'm not rolling in it. Anyway, so where do you get a camper like that? The World
like
Wide
a vintage
Web.
One?
I don't
like
know. The one you have a vintage have? One? I like it. It's cute.
Yeah, we have a 1956 one that was renovated on the inside. So
it's so cute. I saw your tour of it.
I know. I love it so much. We bought it from some friends of ours. She actually like renovates campers. Gidget was their camper's name. Was her first one she ever renovated. And then the whole idea was just to use it for their family. But they got too big for it as far as kids go. They needed to upgrade. So they jumped on Facebook and just said, hey, anyone, our camper's up for sale. And I literally just typed Neil ? In the comments. And we bought it like a day later. It was so impulsive. We weren't looking for a camper, but we did need something. It was like at a time in our life where we needed to escape out of the city, basically. Like, and either we were going to be moving or this camper would kind of like saved us from actually moving out of the city. So now we can just escape to the country every now and then. But I look on Facebook Marketplace all the time because we think about selling Gidget a lot and getting something bigger.
Okay.
So I'm always looking on Facebook Marketplace.
Would you ever get one and renovate it yourself?
I don't know. I think I would get one and paint and put wallpaper. I would do that type of renovation. But Sarah, who we bought it from, it had so much water damage. She like took walls down and re-welded things. And that was a major renovation for our camper. But I would get like a 1980s or 1990s camper probably and renovate, like do the paint, do wallpaper and new flooring, like the stick-on tiles.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I would. That would be fun.
Well, you make me want to do that.
And then we could go camping together.
That could be our first meeting.
That would be so fun. And you can bring your dog.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
And I'll bring my kids. You bring your kids too. And our husbands.
Let's bring everybody. You get a dog. So we're even.
Okay.
I'll get two more kids. It'll be very even. Even Steven, first meeting, might as well do it with a whole circus full of people.
Right.
That'd be
fun. Well, why don't we just invite everyone? Let's rent out a campground and do like a full-on problem-solved meetup.
And we'll just get like two chairs. I'm envisioning like those tall chairs like directors sit in. And everyone can just line up and tell us their problems one at a time. We'll solve it. Everybody will leave healthier than they came.
Except for us.
So 2020, guys, middle of Kansas. I love it. Okay, here's somebody. I'm not going to say her name. She has a neighbor who is a cat lady who is older and single.
Okay.
And she likes to peep over the fence and tell this woman and her husband all of her opinions about what they're doing. Which they're like, okay, that's fine. Whatever. We'll be friendly to the cat lady. But now, recently, she started bossing her kids over the fence and saying, like, you need to put hats on. It's too sunny or it's too late for you to be playing outside. So she doesn't know what to do, but it's starting to stress out her daughter because she's, like, peeping over the fence in the backyard and bossing her around. That is so awkward.
Can you build a higher fence?
Well, that's what she said. She's like, I want to build a privacy fence, but we want to keep being friendly with her. I don't know. It makes me think of Tim the Tool Man. He had that neighbor, but the neighbor was like, hidey ho, neighbor. He said hidey ho. So
yeah.
Mean people don't say that.
But you could only see like his eyes. That was the whole thing, right?
Which is
you
also
never
a
saw below his face.
Creepy if you think about it. Right.
Yeah.
I got to say, growing up, we had a neighbor named Ben. He was incredibly scary and he would just peep out at us and he like would steal our bikes and he was up to no good. I know. He was such a bad dude. And he would peep over the fence too. And so I don't know. She sounds nicer than creepy Ben. Ben should have been called the police on him. We should have done that.
Right. It was Ben old? Ben sounds like a young person's name.
Ben was not old. Ben, I don't think he showered. He was super greasy and creeptastic to the max.
Oh, man. Did you ever look up on sexoffender.com? That wasn't around back then, was it?
No, it wasn't around.
Oh,
it wasn't
scary.
Around. But he would watch us, and I didn't always know that he was. But growing up, when we were older, we found out that he had stolen our bikes. Our bikes had gotten stolen. We didn't know why or by who. And then it was our freaking next door neighbor.
What?
Ben. Anyway, so it's not Ben, which is good. It's a lady. She's a cat lady. But what do you do? Do you say, like, my two-year-old is fine. It's two-year-old and four-year-old.
So she's probably out with them then. With the kids, the mother.
I'm
right?
assuming Each if, the, unless the four-year-old's saying, like, cat lady said it's too late to play outside. Maybe they're being too loud? Like, how late is it? We don't know the answer to that question.
We need more details. I would talk to cat lady and...
What would you say?
Maybe...
I'm cat lady. Okay, we're going to do a little bit of role-playing here. Hey, little Susie Q, it's too late to be outside. Meow.
I was going to meow.
But you're not the cat lady.
Well, I was going to talk to you in your native language.
Oh, I forgot you are a cat lady. Gross.
I am. You know, I'm not good at this role playing stuff, so this makes me uncomfortable.
Okay, well, I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable.
If I was out there, because I've had old ladies tell me, like, where is his hat? Your baby needs a hat. Where is his coat? You know, all the time when it's like 60 degrees out or something.
Yeah.
Which is maybe cold for you. But for up here, we're like sweating. I always just, but it's not my neighbor. So it adds a whole new dimension, like level to it. I always just say, oh, he's okay. Or he refuses to put it on. Or, you know, just don't, you want to take the side of your kids, I think. You don't want your kids to think they're not doing the right thing.
Yeah. I would maybe ask her if she's like, it's too late to be out. I would just be like, oh, I'm sorry. Were they bothering you?
Right.
You know, because if they weren't, then mind your business. You really can't put a fence up without it being like a gigantic sign. That would make things so awkward, putting a fence up. We did put a fence up for Ben, though, but that was kind of a safety thing.
That seems smart. can her husband suddenly become allergic to cats?
Oh, like your catness is wafting
over the fence.
So we had to make it taller by 6 feet.
Right. That's not the answer. I get it. Okay. That's not the answer.
Okay. Here's another one. Aisha Pollan. I have too many kitchen appliances and I kind of want to be a minimalist. Help. Or should I just give up?
Poor thing.
I would say Aisha is very much on the fence about minimalism.
I like Aisha. I kind of think I might want to try to
but see I'm if leaning I can. Towards giving up. She gave up by the time she was done typing these sentences. Aisha, it's not in you. Go buy another blender.
Aisha, try it first. This is what you need to do. Don't get rid of all your appliances, but pretend you're a minimalist. What would you keep? And then put everything in a box in the basement and just live without it in your kitchen for a while and see what you really use and miss.
Yeah.
And need to go down and get.
Because I have an ice cream maker that I've had for 15 years. I've used it. I used to use it more. I don't use it now. I have a waffle maker. I don't need that. I have a crock pot. I don't even use because I have an Instant Pot.
See? You need to become a minimalist.
Kinda.
Kinda.
All right.
Yeah, That's a good idea. Don't get rid of it permanently yet. You know, just do a test run.
Oh, okay. I have one final one. Holly Matos says, how do you know when you're done having kids?
Oh, man. How did you know?
It was a visceral reaction in my DNA that said, no more. Nothing right. in me wanted more than no.
I forgot about that part. Then you started the podcast.
No, then I had my husband have a vasectomy, even though we've never been pregnant. That's how much I... Yeah.
Just in case. I didn't know that part.
I had heard for 6 years that people are like, oh, as soon as you get adopt, you'll have babies. And I was like, we better not. So...
Ooh, okay. Well, some people just know, like Emily. And my experience has, because I think we're done. I'm like Aisha. I kind of think we're probably done, maybe having kids. We're definitely done biologically because okay. On this last C-section, I had my tubes tied, which could be undone and isn't like 100% whatever. But okay. For the most part, barring a miracle of the Lord, mm-hmm. we are probably done having biological kids. That was a hard decision to make, but it was also a medical one. Like my fourth C-section, I had a lot of scar tissue that was really hard to go through. So they're like, you probably shouldn't do another one. And
you felt sad about that? Or you were
I did.
Okay.
I did feel sad about it. And even like up until the laying on that table, I'm like, maybe I should tell him to not do it. You know, I don't know. I think for someone who doesn't know, like you did, I think you're going to grieve the ending of it no matter what. Like, no matter if it's your choice to be done, you're going to grieve that choice. No matter if the doctor tells you you shouldn't have any more.
Yeah.
Or you just can't have, like, you had three and then you want another one and you just can't get pregnant again. Mm-hmm. I think there's just a normal grieving process or moment. Maybe it's not a process, just a sad.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that you should say that because I think all my grieving was done before I even had kids.
Oh, interesting.
Do you know what I'm saying? Because I couldn't. Mm-hmm. And so then the biggest thing to me was not the kids, but the biologically having of the kids.
Sure. That makes sense.
So when I knew that I wasn't having any biological kids anyway, I was like, that's it.
Right.
We're full.
That makes sense.
No vacancy.
All done. No room in the inn.
Nope.
But Neil and I still, like, maybe we will foster someday, or maybe we'll adopt, or maybe we'll just, because we're old parents now, we'll just transition right into grandparenthood as Gavin graduates from high school.
Wow.
So I'll be ancient when he does that.
Okay. Well, that's
I think
good.
I'll be like 50 something when he graduates from high school.
Okay, you know what? I don't want to hear
that's not true.
My husband is 50 something now. We had a 7-year-old.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, no, I'm just saying, however old you feel like you are, you're a spring chicken.
That's true. It is a weird thing to think about, though.
Yeah,
Isn't it? I always imagine myself being like a really young mom, and then to find myself in geriatric maternal.
Yeah, age. Is that what you were considered?
Yeah, I was. It was That's a geriatric nuts. Pregnant woman.
That's so weird. They should never say that.
It's a terrible word.
We need
isn't
a new
it?
Word for it. Mature. Can't you say mature?
Right. Yeah.
Long in the tooth? No, that's also not good. All right. Well, we better wrap this up.
Okay.
Rebecca, any parting wisdom you'd like to share? Like I put you on the spot there?
No.
Okay.
I'm not always this insecure about myself.
Listen, you don't ever know. It's going to bless so many people to hear that you wonder if you are too much, because so do they. We it's all do.
True. Yep. You're right.
We all totally do. And you're not. By the way.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys later. Have a great month.
Have you ever seen, heard these, all these podcasters at the end of their, maybe you do this and I shouldn't make fun of you.
What do I say?
They go, bye. That's like the new thing. Oh,
well, I think we might do that, me and Katie.
Do you?
I don't know.
Oh no, I'm going to feel so bad if you do.
You ought to. That is so rude. You're too much. Just kidding.
I am too much.
You're not. Stop.
I really wanted to do it just then, but I didn't want to be like the
people that you don't like.
Poster child podcast. It's not that I don't like them. I just noticed it's like everyone's doing it. Bye.
Oh, I totally think we do that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, it's cute when you guys do it.
Oh, stop. You're so funny. All right. Well, I'm going to stop recording now because this is not going well. The ending part's bad.
Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift.